In Focus continues here on a Monday morning. Brandon Peoples talking with Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Communications, or Marketing and Development Officer at the Sunset Zoo, and talking a little bit about some of the programming going on at the zoo. And you've done a lot of virtual events here this summer, as the pandemic has allowed for. But is there more coming up?
There are. Much like everyone, we've had to shift and pivot to what our programs traditionally were to what they are now. And so for those who aren't familiar with some things that we're offering, we have an Explorers Club, which is a virtual club that any youth can join to learn more about zoo projects, science, nature, and you will get a guided experience through the Explorers Club. So people can sign up for that right now. We do have some fun things too, like our ferret zooming. And much like everyone else, we've entered into that world of Zoom. And ferret zooming is just kind of a fun thing that we offer. So if your Zoom meetings are getting a little boring, or you just want to add a little fun to your meeting, you can contact us and sign up to Ferret Zoom. And what we will do is we will offer you a chance to have our ferrets, Boomer, Bandit, and Peaches, to be a part of the Zoom meeting. And they will be right there. It will be filmed. The cameras will be on them the entire time. We have a couple of cameras. And it's just a fun little thing. And then other fun things that we're doing is birthday parties have become a little different with COVID, for sure. That was a very popular thing with us before COVID, was birthday parties at the zoo. So what we shifted to do was to make birthday parties virtual. And people can sign up for a virtual birthday party, invite up to 30 guests, and you will have 3 live interaction experiences with animals during that virtual birthday party. They can do things such as talk a little bit about each animal, and then you can add on some experiences during that event where the animals can actually paint with you. And so that's very interesting. And so those are some of the things we have been doing. Some new things that we are working on for the fall. As everyone's aware, school's getting ready to start back up, and in a very different way this year. And so we are working with teachers and educators to collaborate some virtual programming, where we will eventually have virtual field trips available, we will have virtual discussions available, and we'll be working with our fellows with our Behind the Science program here at Sunset Zoo. And what Behind the Science is a partnership with Kansas State University. We partner and have Kansas State University grad students who are our fellows, and they have a lot of different topics and research areas that they focus on, and these fellows will also engage with our virtual programming here in the fall.
All right. That sounds pretty cool, actually. So great opportunities there for just about anyone.
Yeah. So I think it will be a good opportunity for anyone. It will be great for educators, and it'll be great for the scientists themselves. So, you know, we're all kind of venturing into new ways of communicating, whether it's Zoom or virtual learning, but we're getting through it. And I really am excited about some of the topics that our fellows focus on right now. And they are really pretty timely in how things are progressing, you know, around the world. One of our fellows is working on a laser to assist NASA on research using their Mars rover. So that would be cool for someone who's very interested in space exploration. We have more traditional, more health-focused things. One fellow was talking about exploring eye movements and how they drive our focus. And then we have one fellow that's really working on the aspects of immunology associated with rabies and SARS, and actually probably looking at COVID-19 itself.
Wow, that's impressive. So that's awesome. And how do people get into those programming?
You bet. So if people are interested in learning a little bit more about any of the programming that I spoke of this morning, they can just contact Sunset Zoo, 587-2737 or sunsetzoo.com. They can also contact our curator of education, Jared Bixby, and they can email him directly at Bixby, B-I-X-B-Y, at City of MHK. Or if you want to learn a little bit more about Behind the Science, the program that I talked about this morning, you can just email Behind the Science, all one word, at City of MHK. And you can also look that up on our website at sunsetzoo.com.
What if I have a wedding or a meeting that I want to host at the Sunset Zoo? Can I do that right now?
We are actually beginning to do that again. Of course, we are following guidelines of the Riley County Health Department. So if you are planning on or wanting to have an event at Sunset Zoo, we ask that you go to the Health Department's website and fill out that application first. And then we have some specific guidelines that we ask that you follow if you want to have an event here. But you would contact me. I am setting those things up. But you can contact sunsetzoo.com to learn more about our rental facilities. We do have our Nature Exploration Center that does have a couple of small classrooms that we are starting to book for events. And we are doing weddings. We've had to reschedule quite a few weddings due to size and things like that. But many of the weddings that happen here at Sunset Zoo, they happen outdoors. The ceremony can happen outdoors. And then they have their reception in our Nature Exploration Center, which also has an outdoor component to it. So if you're interested, we ask that you just look at our website. You can contact me directly and that you follow the guidelines with the Riley County Health Department. But we are starting to do that just cautiously. So we, again, will sanitize everything before your rental, and then we do ask that you follow our regular guidelines such as mask use and social distancing.
All right, good to know. And you know, if you do have an event out there, man, great photo opportunities for sure.
Well, it's a great photo opportunity anytime here at the zoo, but you know, it is rather warm here, you know, during the end of our summer, but it creates great opportunity for great horticulture around the zoo. It's very beautiful right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Melissa, we always appreciate getting an update on the zoo. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again in September.
Thank you, Brandon. Take care.
All right. Melissa Kirkwood, again, Marketing and Development Officer with Sunset Zoo, joining us on In Focus. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll be talking Pottawatomie County Government. We have Dee McKee, County Commissioner, scheduled to join us. We'll also get an update from USD 3-3 Transportation, as we'll be talking with Andrea Adams.
Sounds like a good show lined up for tomorrow. And coming up next on the other side of CBS News, we have the GMCF Community Hour. Stick around.